And joining us in the studio now is Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
So it's been cold and frosty. Is that keeping people out of trouble?
It's been actually somewhat a busy month for us. We've booked in 12 people already this month, and compared to last year, we booked in 16. But those numbers are up compared to years past over the average. We've had three felony assaults, which is a little bit unusual, domestic related. We've had two felony DWIs, which is very unusual. Normally, I'd say we get a felony DWI once every 2 or 3 years, and to have two in 1 month is unusual. The one gentleman had 13 priors. So
13?
Yeah, 13 priors. So that's what makes his a felony. And I know there's other factors, but it's mostly because of their previous driving history. And
typically, when you say previous driving history, you mean previous
DWI is their implied history. Consent drinking violation. So. And the one gentleman, his DWI, his bail was set at $100,000. So that's how serious it is. So
wow.
Yeah.
Is he still sitting?
He's still sitting. Yes, he is. And
wow.
That's just been a steady month for us in that factor. And we're housing out 10 right now. So at $50 a day on average, that's $500 a day. And you times that, times 30 days.
Bucks,
we're way up there. And it's just been a steady month, and we're busy. And today is a court day, so we had a lot of transport yesterday. I transported three inmates from Lake County back. We had another deputy had to run to Aiken County, and now we had somebody's got to go down to Lake County pick up two more inmates today, and we got to get them all to court today. So we're really busy, in court days today and yesterday. So things have just been steady. I think the weather, certainly. Everything else, we've had a couple snowball accidents a couple weeks ago. On the weekend, we had that warm, warmer weather. We start thinking 10 degrees is warm, just kind of shows you how cold this winter is. But we had a couple snowball accidents. Nothing was serious, which is, very fortunate. And, I think everybody gets a chance to get out when it gets warm. So, but it's been cold. The roads, have been slick. I think it's... The MnDOT and the Highway Department doing a great job keeping the roads as clear as possible, as best as possible. But with the cold weather, it's really hard to treat them, I think. And people just need to slow down and take their time, because we've had a lot of cars in a ditch over the last 2 or 3 weeks. So
no major serious accidents.
No major accidents.
I suppose there's enough snow cushioning the ditches.
Yeah, there is a lot of snow out there, that's for sure. But so it's just everybody just we got to just slow down a little bit with the roads the way they are, and it's. Just one of those years, one of those winters, and thinking back, this is probably kind of what the normal winters used to be like back in the day, and we got kind of spoiled over the last few years. So,
okay. So, with all of you running back and forth to fetch folks from different facilities, that's got to put kind of a strain on the department, or not too bad.
Certainly,
are you looking for folks?
It certainly does. It's just it takes a lot of man hours, especially when you're running to Aiken County. That's a four and a half hour trip one way, so that's a full day. Into Lake County, yesterday with the roads the way they were, it was a little bit slower, and so it took me about an hour and 45 minutes, 2 hours to get to Two Harbors yesterday, so it's just a little bit slower. So yeah, that's just man hours outside the county. Whether you take a deputy on duty, or like myself yesterday on duty, or you put somebody in overtime, it gets to be costly. So I think it's something, if this trend continues, we had a busy year last year, and this year is kind of shaping up to be similar to last year. We'll probably have to start looking at whether or not we want our facility to go to a one-year facility rather than a 72 hours, and that would certainly minimize all the transports. That's something we have to look at, or we're going to have to start looking at, I think, if this trend continues.
And what would that require?
Well, it would probably require additional staffing. We're up to six full-time dispatcher jailers. Two of those are more vacation relief, and then they help fill in on court days. Probably another additional one or two staffing. We'd also probably have to look at, we'd have to add programming in our facility, like AA, stuff like that. We'd have to have a exercise area available. So it might include some construction addition to the facility to create a little bit more space. And so that's something we'll have to review and look at to see if that's a direction that we want to go and what the cost effectiveness. And, you know, I mean, obviously there's going to be an upfront costs up front, but, you know, in the long run, is that going to pay off or not?
And it almost seems like with the number of folks being out, like you said, out of the county.
Correct.
We're paying for a lot of service that we're not really getting.
We are. I mean, we're spending that money outside the county, and then you figure the man hours for the transports. It all adds up, and, you know, so do we want to spend that money in the county? Do we want to spend it out the county? And I think that's what, you know, it's, you know, maybe it's a little bit more to have a one-year facility, but then we're spending the money here. We're not spending it elsewhere. And so that's, you know, another factor we'll have to weigh in also.
Would that keep most of the folks that you see coming through our facility here in the county then?
It would. You know, one thing we'd have to address is arraignments. And because our judges up here, I think this year the schedule has changed. It's every other week. So that's a little bit more, that's better for us. But, you know, you get that arrest on a weekend where a judge isn't here on a Monday or Tuesday. Now you got to do the arraignment. But with video arraignments becoming more prevalent throughout the state, I think that's something that we could set up here. So we could even, you know, eliminate or minimize that transport on the Monday morning. We have to get them in front of a judge if we can do a video arraignments. And that would probably almost eliminate all of our transports, with the exception when somebody gets sentenced to prison or something like that. Then we'd have to still do those transports, of course. But so I think, you know, we're moving in the right direction. It may be a slow process, and that may be something the next sheriff is going to have to address in the future.
Not your worry.
Well,
so
it, you know, it could be, you know, maybe start the process and then somebody else have to take the torch and run with it, you know, starting next year.
Excellent. Well, we are talking with Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk. Thanks for coming in and giving us the local law enforcement update, Mark.
Thank you. Stay warm.